This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking $1 trillion coronavirus relief package. The bill will likely face a final vote this weekend. The partisan Senate voted 50-50 before Harris broke the tie. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, forced Senate clerks to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The bill will now go back to the House, which needs to approve any changes made by the Senate. The United States on Thursday announced new export restrictions for Myanmar and blocked the country's military entities from many types of trade. The new rules come in response to the escalating military crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. Police and military officials have killed at least 54 people and arbitrarily detained over 1,700 during anti-coup protests. We are USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Several members of Congress are demanding answers on increased security measures at the Capitol in D.C. What was supposed to be a temporary stay of National Guard troops after January 6th seems to be more permanent. Washington, D.C. has been under military occupation the entire time Biden has been in office. Prince Philip is in the hospital. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London, and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
NASCAR's Dion Rocco Williams, a veteran of pit road, analyzes the pits at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for Sunday's Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What I can tell you about this pit road is that these crews will have a challenge ahead of them this week. This will be NASCAR's first true test for these athletes on pit road. Now, these guys are going to have to manage a lot of things. One of six of these tracks have a curved pit road, and they're going to have to battle slickness. Las Vegas has been inherently known to be slippery. Running around the car, you're going to see a lot of stickiness laid down in the form of not VHD, but Coke syrup. Just so those guys can get grip, getting in and out of that box, around that box, is going to be key, as well as those drivers blending in and off the track coming down pit road. It is definitely a veteran's pit road at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And those rookies are going to have their handful who aren't familiar with that pit road at Las Vegas.
The race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox. Cybersecurity group FireEye on Thursday night announced it had found evidence that hackers had exploited a flaw in Microsoft's Exchange Server email application since as early as January to target groups across a variety of sectors. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, issued an emergency directive requiring federal agencies to investigate for signs of compromise and to either patch or disconnect from the Exchange Server program. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. So are we having fun yet, huh? Well, happy Friday to you, and happy weekend for those of you that are joining us on Saturday and Sunday as well. Great to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Lots to catch up on. Interesting this week, the canceling of six Dr. Seuss books. Not doing too well. You know what happens. You try to take things away, people want it all the more. They get become all that much more curious and say, look it for the archives. And, of course, to cancel the cancelers, we're going to support Dr. Seuss for all that he has done. You know, for our kids over the years and his contribution to our culture. And so, you know, they're saying they cannot order more books fast enough in the midst of this cancel culture and Dr. Seuss being kicked out. The New York Public Library, by the way, says, hey, look, we're not going to pull the books. We're going to leave them up there. Maybe some sanity is starting to return here, you know. This week, one of the conversations that I had with a dear friend, it was a great reminder about, you know, what happens in the midst of all this chaos that goes on. And because there's nothing new under the sun. In fact, a little later on, we're going to talk with the great historian, Dr. Bruce Thatcher. And, you know, so we're going to take a look, you know, again, I appreciate his perspective on history. But all that to say is that what happens is what is happening right now is that you get this release of chaos. And you get fake everything that happens, you know, fake news, fake politics. It's just a rise in, because what's happened is you let go of the truth. And when you let go of the truth, man, no rules, you can just do whatever you want. And this is what's been going on in our culture with, in the midst of all the canceling and the, you know, control of non-control that, you know, these oligarchs and those that are in power are trying to command right now. But it has its own inertia. I mean, the thing is so interesting is those that think that they control, all they can do is create some chaos. But once it gets going, it's out of their control. And so in order to level this off, reason has to come. It has to come back into play. So as a result, because there's nothing new under the sun and history keeps repeating itself, and as one said, you know, the sad commentary about history is that we don't learn from history, right? And this is, you know, we're guilty of this, and so once again, we're going through this cycle. So we've got all this fakery happening right now. And as we wear ourselves out and kind of rope-a-dope ourselves over all this fakery, it eventually gives way to the legitimate. And when the legitimate comes, it is not only a refreshing wave, and it helps to balance the nerves of those that have been subjected to all this fakery. And they wonder, they go, how did we fall for this? Well, you know, it all starts with what we've been warning about, and this has been going on for quite a while, is when you abandon the truth, and all of a sudden the truth becomes relative, and then we want to listen to kids that are still trying to learn on campus, you know, as to what's going on, and they're driving public opinion and perspective. It gets to be, a bit dangerous and a bit frustrating. Look, we've got the good Dr. Wilfred Riley who joins us now, the political science professor at Kentucky State University and author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And, we're going to take a look and go into a deeper dive on this, also about sexual harassment especially. Hey, Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Always good to be back on the show, Phil.
Well, I was just talking about this era of fakery that we've been in and what cycles in after, the culture punches itself out and embracing fake everything, because we've got, faux whatever. You just go right on down the line. Fake news, fake politics, all this stuff. But eventually what happens is people rise to reason and they say enough of this fake. What is the truth of the matter? And when the truth begins to win out again, it opens the door to the legitimate. And the cancel culture will cancel itself out because it cannot withstand the scrutiny of the truth, can it?
Yeah, I think in general, and this goes back to the Inquisition chasing Galileo around, and I actually have more sympathy for them than for some of the people doing this in modern society. But people who want to censor aren't people that have the best argument. They're often people that have the weakest or the poorest arguments, but that don't want anyone to be able to challenge them. And that's what you're seeing a lot of with quote-unquote cancel culture. The things being canceled aren't crazy fringe Nazism. We saw Dr. Seuss the other day, but most often they're just politically incorrect ideas. The country's not a racist hellhole. We don't need communism, so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that it's emotionally based. And what happens with emotion is that eventually, because you can't sustain emotion, and if you did, heads would be exploding, right? So, eventually they just punch themselves out like the rope-a-dope. I was watching the Thrilla in Manila last night as a review, once again, that heralded bout between, the greatest of all time, the boxers, Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. And there was the rope-a-dope. And, and he was able to overcome these incredible odds. And here we are, the culture somewhat the same way. It seems that, when they have all the power, they're punching themselves out because it is emotionally based. And that's why it's, the loud voice is the one that quiets the room and, shuts people up at the expense of, I believe, intelligence.
Yeah, the conservative pundit Ben Shapiro obviously always says facts don't care about your feelings. And I think the reverse on the political hard left is almost feelings don't care about your facts.
Mm-hmm.
So I debate pretty often. He'll say something like, the black income in America is now 85-90% of the white Asians are the richest group in the country. How are we a systemically racist country? And the response will be George Floyd. So, for a certain amount of time, passion, what the ancient Greeks used to call pathos, can stand up against reason. It can stand up against logos. But I would agree that can't go on for all time. You need solutions and you need ideas. The problem, I will say, though, is that beyond all this, there are some proposed solutions and ideas. And in my opinion, they're just communism, which we've already tried.
Right.
But, if you listen to what's being proposed by the people in the Black Lives Matter movement or the people that would associate with that loose-knit Antifa network, they have ideas. The Green New Deal is an idea. Defunding the police is an idea. I don't think they're good ideas, but this might be a long struggle, because if you get through the screaming and the shouting, you'll find something underneath it that we've been struggling with for a while.
There's no doubt, and this is the danger, is that you throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, and then you come back to revisit the problem because you just said it's too crazy. It's packaged up in such insanity that you just want to get over it as opposed to getting through it. And you raise an excellent point here, Dr. Riley, and that is that we need to find out exactly what is the root cause. Why is it that an organization like Black Lives Matter and Antifa can take this little thread, I say little thread, and I don't mean that it's inconsequential. It is important. There is something there that needs to be addressed. And they're riding the wave based on that you know, on that pain, and we need to address that. We just can't just ignore it and throw it off just because it came in a package that wasn't palpable. And this is, I think, the challenge that we have right now, the challenge and the opportunity, because if we can address the real pain of the issue, just maybe we might be able to get beyond this. What do you think?
Well, I think that so there is a real pain that's underlying.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break, and I don't want to cut you off, but forgive me. And we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Riley after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Right about the time you think they can't, they keep on going, and it just makes you wonder. But eventually the truth comes out. Kind of like, you know, what happened on March the 4th? What happened with that big uprising that was expected that, you know, D.C. was all concerned about, Dr. Riley? It just kind of poofed, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a political scientist. I've played some games in the business world at a pretty high level before that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see like 8 or 9 more of these quote-unquote threats before the midterm election in 2022. I'm not the most conspiratorial guy, but I mean, you know, I'm on the right. I'm wired into the internet every day. I haven't seen any people talking about Trump becoming president on the 4th. I mean, it's outside of, you know, half jokes on 8chan and so on. Right. So, I mean, my strong suspicion would be that there wasn't a really serious series of threats here. You're making this political symbolic gesture. I mean, I looked at their agenda. It's a very slow day for Congress this day. And you say, well, we just can't put our members at risk again.
Right.
And
right.
This won't be the last time, Bill. I mean, I picked up Newsweek today, stopped at the gas station, and their article, they're now predicting, this is online, and it actually going into the print edition, they're saying that on the 20th now, the QAnon people are saying that Trump will be inaugurated. So, I mean, I would say on the 20th, we're going to see this again. You know, still got the guard, got the army around the Capitol. So this is going to be used to generate publicity, media content, so on for a while.
Yeah. So the people that say Jesus is going to come back on the 20th are upset because their date has been hijacked, because that was the day Jesus was supposed to come back, not that Trump was supposed to come back. You know, I mean, you get all these dates and all these predictions, and, you know, I kind of like the old days. You know, when the prophets made a wrong prophecy, they were no longer a prophet. They were set aside. But here in America, in the reporting anonymous and the fake era that we deal with, they live another day. And so maybe we have 6 more days, as you say, of Congress protecting themselves. And, you know, but I feel for our National Guardsmen that are being fed lousy food. I mean, well, what is up with that? I mean, that's just ridiculous. You can't take care of them.
Yeah, I mean, well, then, you know, they are soldiers. They used to sleep on the ground. So, but we obviously, yes, we should take care of the troops. And I will say a couple of states like South Dakota have just openly said, like, this is a kabuki show. We're just bringing our boys back, because clearly there's not going to be another quote-unquote patriot attack on the Capitol, another insurgent, if you prefer that term, attack on the Capitol. And I think that's probably correct. I mean, if you actually, I'm, as you know, I'm a big fan of sort of the gambling sites, the market-based sites, right, in terms of how likely this stuff is. There's no line on a second Capitol riot. So, again, people use this imagery, like the idea of 1-6 is how this has been branded, like this was 9-11.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the death toll, 9/11, closer to 4,000 than 5. But, I mean, all this is going to be used as we work up to the next election to say, you know, do you want to bring these terrorists back into power? And hopefully Republicans will come up with some kind of counter message. You know, it would be just as easy to do this with Antifa as on another line.
Yeah, again, we're fighting the forces of emotion versus reality. I mean, the real report came out, you know, by the FBI, said, hey, we didn't find any guns. And so here it is, you know, to your point, we get this fake riot that based on the imagination. And as I've often said, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so we got opinion, we got emotions, you know, firing up all this whole thing, and you know, imagining that a president of the United States ignited an insurrection when we had an entire summer being conditioned with all kinds of negative language and burning down and destruction and actual loss of, I don't know, somewhere $3-4 billion worth of damage.
Yeah, no, I mean, I will say the Capitol riot, technically speaking, was a riot. There were multiple deaths, although they were mostly on the Trump side. But the presentation of it as an armed insurrection and so on, yeah, that's very intentional. That's a media sort of generated animal. Yeah. There's a piece in American Greatness, obviously a hard conservative, but very well researched, that looked at all the weapons they found on the scene. And it's a funny article. I mean, it was like pool cues and stuff like this, like a guy had a sword. There were only, you might correct me, but 2 guns found in the area, and they were outside.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. The idea of rioting's bad, you know, right-wing rioting, left-wing rioting. Left-wing rioting, of course, is much more pervasive recently. But the idea that this original storyline of they stormed in there with guns and they could have broken this police line of 112 officers, they were going to kill Mitt Romney, like, there's very little evidence for that. But again, the narrative of 1-6 is going to pop up again on Would it be 420? I mean, that'd be funny, but, you know, the next time that 320, the next time that's allegedly supposed to happen. And, you know, I'm sure there's some FBI agents on 8chan. I'm sure this will just keep popping up.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about being a Neanderthal. I mean, we went from being a deplorable, now we're Neanderthal, whether it has to do with, you know, mask wearing, no mask. We were talking off air about campus life and some things there, but you know, I think the true Neanderthal here are people that still want to be involved with sexual harassment. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? What enough of this stuff already?
Well, I think that one of my things with all of this is, you know, man has fallen. You know, I don't think black, white, left, right, anyone's immune from this sort of BS, you have a love affair, that kind of thing. What strikes me about this is the complete hypocrisy of sort of the ruling class. And that's my running theme in a lot of these books and so on. But I mean, the Cuomo sex scandal, there are two things about it. First of all, this is one of a bunch of stories that's been known, speaking to my context and kind of that young, ambitious community, this has been known for a while. And this has been completely ignored during the drive to get rid of Trump, just like the story about Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy, which is hilarious, objectively hilarious. Her name is Fang Fang. I mean,
I love the name, Fang Fang. I'm sorry.
This is a joke potential there. Like, this guy's in our intel community. He's having a intimate daily relationship with a Chinese spy. Like, this guy shouldn't be on Twitter. Anyway. But, I mean, there's Raphael Warnock. It seems, you know, left of Castro, but in some ways a decent guy. But nonetheless, serious domestic abuse allegations. I recall he hit his wife with a car.
Exactly.
And, you know, Cuomo, there have been multiple accusations like this. Like, he asked one of his staffers if she liked to, I think the phrase was, screw older men, kissing women.
Yeah.
And all of this essentially was just kept in the background because the idea was that the big bad, you know, orange man has to be gotten rid of.
Right.
And, I mean, now it's coming out. Now the press is frenziedly running to report this. So what do I think about it? I mean, first of all, it's bad. Just as I thought with Katie Hill, I mean, you shouldn't be sleeping with the staff or trying to make out with the staff as rule one as a boss. I also think that this is not the biggest Cuomo scandal. I mean, the biggest Cuomo scandal is that he was one of a few governors to feed COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes.
Exactly.
It was like he lied about the numbers and something like 15,000 people died. So even here, we're seeing this sort of silly society where people are saying things like everyone handled COVID differently. But it's never okay to kiss without consent. And I mean, I think it's the much bigger question is the COVID handling. This guy wrote a book about his leadership in the time of COVID.
Yeah, it is laughable. There's no doubt about it. And it's upside down. And that's what we've been saying all week, Will, is that, you know, here it is. I mean, people died. And we're worried about, I mean, serious issues, no doubt. The sexual harassment, I'm going, how often do we have to, you get knuckleheads in there in power, they can't help themselves. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the current president sniffing women's hair, you know, kind of, come on, this is creepy. Enough of this stuff. And, you know, but, what happens with the left is when they're finished with using you, and they've been using Cuomo, as you said, as a foil against Donald Trump. Well, now he's not useful, and I think they're clearing the field here, because they have a chosen leader that they want to take over, and they need to get Cuomo out of the way. So he's expendable now.
I think you're going to see that. So there's a lot there. I mean, first of all, one thing with a lot of these guys, I mean, Biden, Cuomo, Clinton obviously had his women. I mean, you've seen some cases on the GOP side. I mean, Spitzer's the one that really comes to mind, having hookers flown in a helicopter. I think that something that has to be said is that this probably comes out of a climate where people pretty often say yes. And these guys start to think they're emperors.
Yes.
I think it was Charlie Wilson, the old congressman, bit of a drunk, did a good job in Afghanistan, but he would hire only very attractive red-headed women in his office. And he just got away with this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, affairs were alleged 15 or 20 times, didn't really stop him. So I think at a certain point, people start thinking, well, I am one of the 100 or so people that really run the world. These women are going to say yes to me. And someone finally comes out and bravely says,
we got to leave it there. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you, sir.
This is sponsored by IBM. Racial injustice is one of the greatest challenges in our time. And to combat this, IBM, together with nonprofit The Linux Foundation, is sharing news about a vital initiative, Call for Code for Racial Justice. The three main focus areas of Call for Code for Racial Justice are police and judicial reform and accountability, diverse representation, and policy and legislation reform. Ruth Davis, IBM's director of Call for Code.
IBM is proud to be a champion for diversity and inclusion and to make code available for anyone to use to take on society's biggest issues through Call for Code. We are thrilled to work with the Linux Foundation to drive innovation and help apply IBM's technologies to one of the greatest challenges of our time, racial injustice.
IBM and the Linux Foundation are urging the global developer ecosystem and open source community to contribute to these solutions. For more information, visit developer.ibm.com/callforcode.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote Thursday to begin the debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The bill will likely face a final vote this weekend. The partisan Senate voted 50-50 before Harris broke the tie. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, forced Senate clerks to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The bill will now go back to the House, which needs to approve any changes made by the Senate. The United States on Thursday announced new export restrictions for Myanmar and blocked the country's military entities from many types of trade. The new rules come in response to the escalating military crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. Police and military officials have killed at least 54 people and arbitrarily detained over 1,700 during anti-coup protests. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, the Democrats love the outcome of the 2020 election so much that they said, hey, look, we just have to codify, you know, this brilliant result. And so they thrust upon the people H.R. 1, all under the guise that it's for the people when it's actually more, as some said, you know, for the politician. Horace Cooper is with us now, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here. So what do you make of this H.R. 1? I mean, of course, it goes through the House pretty much along party lines. I think there was one Democrat that came over and said, no, this is a little too much. It's jumping the shark. But look, at the Democrats liked the results of 2020, said, hey, look, if we can codify this, we'll have this country be forever Democrat.
Well, there are a number of problems with H.R. 1. There are core constitutional violations that are involved, and something that is premised on our whole government and our country's existence, the notion that people will be able to decide who their elected officials are going to be and what policies are going to be adopted. We call that self-government.
Right.
H.R. 1's purpose is to divest the people from self-government and instead put their betters in their place. Here's what Gallup says. If you ask Americans, just adults, would you like to keep more of the money that you make? Over 70% of adults say yes. Would you like for the government to make it harder or easier for you to work and achieve your ends, even if that means it makes it easier for your employer? Again, over 70% of adults say they would like for government to not be so regulatory. Mm-hmm. And then if you ask them, would you like for government to take the money that you're making, some of it, and give to people who are either refusing to work or in some other way manipulating the system, nearly 80% of adults say they don't want that. Well, guess who does want that? Ghost voters seem to overwhelmingly support the opposite of this agenda. Convicts seem to overwhelmingly support the opposite of this agenda. Illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be participating seem to overwhelmingly support this. These forces come in and they swamp the polling site so as to make it impossible for actual living, breathing citizens to take the steps that they believe are in their own best interest.
Exactly. And this has been the debate forever, is that why are we letting people vote? I mean, you know, people who are relying on government handouts, that is their mere existence. That's what it's based on. And yet they're influencing. And so how, you know, to me, it brings up a curious perspective and a question of who's stuffing the ballot box here. Because going back to what you're saying, Horace, I mean, you look back in the primaries, the Democratic primaries, 70% of the Democrats themselves negated. I mean, they rejected what was being offered. So now we go into the general and somehow we get 80%. What happened here?
So on a typical presidential election day, 60% of Americans turn out to vote. One of the number one reasons Americans give for not voting is that they say their vote won't count. Well, we had about 66% turnout in 2020, and the reason we had, quote, 66% is because we had jurisdictions in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in parts of suburban Atlanta, in Georgia. Mm-hmm. We had turnouts that exceeded 90%. There are even instances where they exceeded 100%. This does not leave people with confidence that our system relies upon, that they're going to be able to take the decisions, look, sit down with their own family, and decide what the policies are going to be. You just showed, we saw during the primary, when asked for full-throttle socialism, even Democrats said, no, that's not what we want.
Exactly.
And yet, if H.R. 1 is adopted, we will continue down a path where we get this elevated numbers of participation without having to tie them in any way to real-life, breathing Americans who live in the communities.
Exactly.
It is remarkable that you can have a system where if you wish to write a check to your presidential candidate party or to a lower office holder candidate, that money gets to count. But that's not H.R. 1. H.R. 1 is we're going to make people who didn't write a check actually send money. If I give $100 to a candidate, they can get up to $600 from the federal government. Even if they don't get money from you or I, they still would be eligible for support. And there's a zany idea that a coupon of some sort is going to be mailed out to every single American, and all they have to do is write in the name of any candidate of their choice, and that candidate would get money from the federal government. Not based on whether you support them or not, just because the left believes real human beings won't support the squad's agenda, but that's okay. We'll make every taxpayer in America do it for us.
So we're going to coupon harvest now then, right?
And this idea of not being able to stop felons from participating in the election process, regardless of what the local community wants, is included in H.R. 1. This idea that the actual standards for registration, merely because you made the mistake of dying, is no reason for a state to automatically remove you from the ballot roll. All in all, across the board, this is a revolutionary change, and as I said, its sole purpose is to change who is going to decide our policies and our elected leaders, from real breathing adults who live in the communities to the miasma of forces that even in 2020, we are unable to identify. If 66% of Americans showed up to vote, there are still very little real evidence that human beings actually cast those votes.
Now, help me out here. We still regard in this country math as being some part of the science discipline, right?
And well,
is that racist? Okay. Well, just go with me for just a minute and you can put it on me. Okay, the Mexican got out of hand. He went racist by saying that. Okay, but at least in my understanding, math is still part of the science discipline. And here you got Democrats saying that we need to listen to the science, except when the science doesn't fit their agenda, like, you know, these mathematical numbers that you cited very clearly, they're untenable. They do not make sense. And so we just toss that aside. So I guess it's okay to ignore the science when it's convenient and it fits your agenda, right?
It's convenient to ignore the science, and it's convenient to ignore racism and bigotry. Here's why I say that latter part. Record numbers of minorities supported the Republican ticket all across America. In fact, Donald Trump received a 40-year high among black Americans and maybe even a 75-year high among black males. It is remarkable how the left now wants to divest the ability of black Americans from being able to say, you know what, just like white America, just like brown America, I've got a family to support. I would like to have a nicer home. I would like to live the American dream. One party is doing every single thing it can to stymie it, and the other party actually has done it for me in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime. H.R. 1 says, you don't know what's good for you. We're going to do it. And it's so convenient. The math.
Gotta go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Horace after this.
By IBM. Industry leaders IBM and Delta Airlines have announced a multi-year agreement under which IBM will help Delta respond to changing economic conditions by providing technology and industry expertise. IBM will transform Delta's computing environment to run on a hybrid cloud architecture. For Delta's customers, the digital transformation to the cloud will ensure an enhanced travel experience in the future. Greg Land, IBM Global Industry Leader, elaborates.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the world's airlines are experiencing numerous challenges, including plummeting demand. IBM and Delta have a history of collaboration that have led to innovations for Delta and the airline industry. IBM's team of experts are working closely with Delta to create a new operating model that will transform and modernize their digital environment, which in turn will improve the digital passenger experience and overall customer satisfaction.
This agreement demonstrates how IBM is prepared to help clients like Delta reap the benefits of application modernization and hybrid cloud technology. Visit ibm.com/travel.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post.
Terms and conditions apply.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, I'm glad you could join us as we continue to pursue the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Hey, goodness, I mean, we're talking with the former constitutional law professor, Horace Cooper, a recognized legal commentator. So, look, we've got to make sure that, you know, our hands on the Bible. We're still old school, okay? Hands on the Bible, right hand is raised, and promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but. And so, Horace, I want you to pick up the conversation where we left it off because we had to run into the break here. You know, regarding convenient faux science that we buy in, you know, from time to time.
Well, yes. So it's what I liked was your juxtaposition of the idea that they are committed to a particular principle. For instance, they are anti-racist or somehow they are pro-science. Only when it serves their agenda. When it's inconvenient, they kick it to the curb. And it's an amazing thing to be a progressive because every day is a brand new day without any worry about what happened yesterday.
Yeah. It's like 50 first dates all over again from a political perspective.
Absolutely. We now are looking at an election in which every slippery measure was undertaken to minimize the likelihood that any review of it would ever occur. Meanwhile, based on that whole experience, the left plans to ratify the very troubling actions that occurred. There's a case that the Supreme Court just heard in which the left, the NAACP, the DNC, some of this is redundant, but said that there was a disparity that occurred that they believe requires the Voting Rights Act to be invoked to prevent a commonplace rule, two of them. One is, if you show up on election day to vote, you must vote in your actual precinct. This is a crazy idea. What? You actually have a precinct that you go to? You can't just show up in New York or Florida or Arizona and just cast your vote on election day because you're entitled to? No. We've always assumed that you would go to the actual place where you're registered to vote. The left is saying that is racist. That in some way the polling sites keep moving, and it's harder for minorities to figure out where the polling site is. Now, this was all but laughed out of court in the Supreme Court because there just is no argument to be made that somehow doing what we've always done, requiring you to show up at your actual polling site if you're serious about voting, that somehow would be unconstitutional. And the other is Arizona said we're not going to just let anyone handle absentee ballots. We're only going to let your immediate spouse or close relative, like a mother or a child, or a name written in as a designated caregiver, the only people who can handle your absentee ballot. Again, the left says that if you're a minority, you don't have a spouse, you don't have a child, you don't even have a designated person, and the ability to walk to the end of the street in your own front yard and put your ballot in the mailbox is too arduous because you are black. Well, it turns out there's not even enough number of black Americans in Arizona to be able to make any kind of statistical proof of this claim, so they conveniently switched to Native America. This is the NAACP claiming now, I guess, one of its core constituencies are Native Americans.
Yes.
It's very convenient, and what this will do is it will divest real, bona fide Americans from being able to have the kind of policies that will reflect their own personal values and preferences.
Without a doubt. And again, going back to, as you say, the statistics, if the statistics were there and they bore out, they could bring that to the court and say, look what's happening. Look at the number, the differential of number, and how this is impacting. There is no clear impact on this. I mean, this is all goes back to what we were saying earlier. It is about the outcome. This is an outcome-based argument.
Absolutely, it's about the outcome. We had this conversation when we were discussing voter ID, and they pretended that to be black in America meant that you didn't have any kind of identification. You weren't interested in ever flying. You couldn't ever get alcohol. You couldn't buy cigarettes. You couldn't do any of the things that a voter ID card allows you to be able to do because of ID. And yet, when people started asking, please show us the evidence that this is real, they started admitting that the most likely person who would have a problem was a white female over 80. Well, wait a second. Okay, you and I can have a conversation about what we should do about that, but that's not racism.
No.
That's not systemic bias and bigotry. And it is the same case in Arizona, and the Supreme Court looks very likely to not allow the left to get away with the claim that the Voting Rights Act overrides basic common sense voter integrity measures.
And as you point out, along with the Project 21 team, is that the racial disparities, I mean, this is what this all goes to, do not prove discrimination.
And that's also true. Here's the thing. It's precisely because there's not a sufficient sample size in Arizona for us to draw any conclusions about what particular impact a policy might have. Black Americans typically major when they go to school in what are called the soft sciences. Now, is that because the colleges all across America, including the historically black colleges, tell black kids you can't be doctors, you can't be engineers? Or is it because people are free to make choices? You can pick whether or not you want to vote in person, or you can pick whether you want to mail in your ballot. The idea that some people have chosen one route over another gives us none of the information as to whether or not bigotry or bias or discrimination is occurring. We've asked at Project 21, why don't you show who the actual bigot is and explain what the bigot was doing so that we can then agree that bigotry, bias, and racism explain the behavior. Don't tell us we have person A and person A is unhappy with the outcome. That must therefore prove that the entire setup was caused by racism and bigotry. I could no more do that than if I said that my car has a dent in it and I said Bill Martinez must have done it because Bill Martinez can't prove he didn't and look, my car's actually damaged. Mm. No. Our legal system requires me to show when did Bill hit my car? How did Bill hit my car? What was the circumstances of it? If I can't do any of that, under our legal system, I'm lawfully not allowed to continue saying that Bill Martinez hurt, hindered, or harmed my vehicle. Mm-hmm. In the same way, discrimination is supposed to be shown as something that some particular entity, organization, or individual did, and that they did it on a particular day, in a particular way, to a particular individual. Systemic, broad, we just look at the end result, is a contravention of our entire civil justice system.
Well, you talk about things being Neanderthal these days, because that was a word the president threw out there. I guess people do not think with any kind of modicum of intelligence is determined by the left. But to me, it's rather Neanderthal to throw out a race card when it has nothing to do with race, but it's just we're going to blunt and we're going to blunt the argument. We're going to invalidate you and take you off the debate stage.
Well, yeah, it's a great tool. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very effective tool. I have no proof. I have no evidence. I have no argument. I'll just call you a racist. And then when you run from the room, I win.
Yes,
that
exactly.
is a system that is destined for destruction. It is going to cause chaos. It is going to cause all kinds of mayhem. It's not a constitutional system.
It's dumbing us all down, Horace. That's what disgusts me. I hate things that make us less than. I mean, if anything is systemic, that is systemic, is that we're allowing this to exist. We got about a minute and a half left here, and I want you to address this. You know, talking about, you know, these trends and standards of what's been going on with the voting and how the bloodstream of the whole voting process has been so tainted. How do we know what standard is? How do we know what acceptable is? I mean, I think we can all agree that having over 100% of the people vote, that's extreme. That's an easy one to decide on. But yet it's somehow acceptable. Having 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania vote 100% for Barack Obama, that's curious. But, you know, how do we get to that point to say this is the real standard and number that we should be looking at? If it's 60, 66% of the people voting, how do we discern this?
Well, shame on our courts for not allowing a simple, easy way to bring questions forward and get answers. That's the solution, and that would be useful. I never have asked and don't desire the court to pick who winners of our elections are. I merely ask them to act as an official referee.
Exactly. Yeah, you just want to make sure that you know, the scoring is right for both sides. The rules are there so that we have a fair contest like any other sporting event. That's what we've been raised on, and that's what we count as fair. Horace Cooper, Horace, of course, the recognized legal commentator and former constitutional law professor. Thank you, Horace. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow